Well, I was always teased that the guys called me professor a lot because I always had a book and I'd always be reading something or a newspaper or something. I was always reading. And Bird commented on that at one time. He said, "What are you reading?" I don't know what it was. It was some book I was interested in at the time. And he discussed it. He said, "I couldn't get through that." He said, I read it. I read to the, about the middle of the book, and I decided, no. He said, and we discussed it. I mean, he had indeed read much of it, and he talked about some things he did like, some things he was reading, some things he was thinking about in those days, and he was very had a great sense of humor, and he said things with a lot of humor when he was, even though he might have been talking about something serious. And we talked about different things. He heard me rehearsing one day, and I was coming from music lesson. Again, this is much later when I was working at Birdland. And it was at Birdland that I finally met him, because this is back in the early 40s. Our paths just never crossed to that extent. We worked on similar, opposite one another. I went to hear him play. I mean, on many occasions we would exchange words or something. But I didn't really get to know him until Birdland. And then once I got to play at Birdland, then, I got to talk to him. I was working with him. I got to talk to him about some of the things about his playing that I was interested in. Mm-hmm. And he was very forthright and very open, and it was terrific. Mm-hmm. I always treasured the things that he said, because it's something that really would make you realize to what extent this man analyzed the music that he was interested in writing and playing.